The program would provide free community college tuition for 2 years to students who keep their grades up and show progress toward graduation. Three-fourths of the cost, about $6 billion a year, would come from the federal government, with the rest from participating states, which Florida is not likely to be.
I know that we're going to have some opposition from the members across the aisle.
Miami Beach State Representative David Richardson, a Democrat on the Appropriations Committee, said majority Republicans are likely to oppose the funding model for fear that the federal government will break its promise and stick the states with the entire cost. And that assumes that the Republican Congress will even approve the plan and send it to the states. But Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz said students and parents are eager to reduce the cost of education.
Because of the 3-to-1 match, because of the opportunity that we have, if we have this advocacy bubble from the grassroots, then members of Congress will sit up and take notice.
Administrators at Miami-Dade College say the plan would benefit up to 52,000 students, saving each about $3,800 a year. But that doesn't mean free education. Books, room and board, and transportation are not covered in the program. It's just the tuition. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.